Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, and on Sanhedrin Daf Vav, and the second half of the Gemara. I have another Gemara here, if you want. Enjoy. On Sanhedrin Daf Vav, the Gemara, the second half, which got into the question of the propriety of compromise, is betzia ideal? Is it prohibited? Is it an option? Is it a reshus? Do you offer it to people? So the Gemara, David, it'll be at the beginning of the volume. That's already the Tosfot. Be much earlier.
In the beginning, like the first few pages.
The first few pages.
Paul
gets you a normal one. So the Gemara went through also the concept of lo saguru mipnei ish. Don't hesitate because of any man. Don't withhold the truth because of fear. So the Gemara said that meant that if you know, if you see where a court case is going, and it's going to come out against the tough guy, you can't say, "Well, you know, I'm going to pull out. I don't want to get involved." We can't be afraid of any man. We just have to go and assert the truth. You don't have to get involved in the beginning. You know, you see two guys coming. You don't know who's right, who's wrong at all. You don't haven't heard their points of view. One's tough, one's easy. And say, "I don't want to get involved because of the risk of getting the tough guy angry and then having to deal with him." But once you see where the law is, then you can't pull back. At that point, you have to say the truth and not worry about anything. And then the Gemara said that when a judge is judging, he has, when witnesses testify, when a judge is judging, they have to realize really that this is a big deal. This is godly business. God is here with us. We're working for him. And that has to give us the strength. And then the Gemara says, you know, the stakes are very high. So the Gemara says, well, if the stakes are so high in judgment, if something goes wrong, there's terrible offense to God and terrible punishments. So maybe a judge says, "You know, I don't want to take the chance. I'll make mistakes. I don't want to get involved." So you must listen. At the end of the day, God just wants you to try your best. You know, whatever you think, that's going to be okay. But you have to put in full effort, knowing that the stakes are so high on these issues. So finally, the Gemara says, "Let's start at that point again." You know, when the conclusion, once the judge says, "Okay, so and so is right. So and so is guilty, so-and-so is innocent," at that point, you can't offer a compromise anymore. So Rav said that he thinks halachas like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that ideally the best way to deal with the dispute is to have compromise and not to actually judge, and the judges should go for compromise. So the Gemara says, "Is that really so?" But we know that when Rav Huna, the student of Rav, he was the student of Rav, and when people would come to him for a court case, he used to give them an option. He'd say, "Do you want judgment or do you want compromise?" So the Gemara says, "Yeah, when Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said that the ideal is compromise, it means the ideal is to tell them the option of compromise." So the Gemara says, "Well, if that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was saying, so that's basically the same thing as the Tanna Kamma, because the Tanna Kamma says that once there's a conclusion, you can't offer compromise. Apparently, before there was a conclusion, you could offer compromise." So Gemara says, "Yeah, the Tanna Kamma is saying you could offer compromise, but not that you should offer compromise. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is saying you should offer compromise. It's ideal." And that's what Rav was saying, that he felt the halacha is that way. So then the Gemara said, "One second, but Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh also says that you can offer compromise." So the Gemara says, "Well, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh believes you can even offer compromise, even the Tanakhama holds you could even offer compromise once you see where the case is going. You just can't offer compromise once you've decided. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Manasseh says once you see where it's going, you can't offer compromise. Okay, that's where we had gotten up to. So we are here on Zayin Amud Aleph. I guess 6 lines down. Says the Gemara, what had gotten us into this whole discussion is different interpretations of the verse Uvotzea Beirech Ni'etz Hashem. So the Gemara said one way to read that is Botzea, the one who makes compromises that angers God. Reb Elazar ber Yossi said that. The one who makes compromises and is praised for making compromises is angered by God, because Yikov Adina Tahar, let the law bore through the mountain. Let the law just penetrate and be absolutely accepted.
Is he referring once it comes to the court, but if you go to them before, can't the court do anything?
I think he's referring to judges of a court. He doesn't believe that judges should be involved in presenting compromises. Judges should carry out the law. They should pursue the truth. I saw, again, online on one of the websites about Daf Yomi, that in the, I don't know what this is, something called Hamevaser Torani, Rabbi Weinstock quoted the Alexander Rebbe, not sure which Alexander Rebbe. Now we know a person who has tzara'at has to be purified by a kohen. So even if you have a Torah scholar who's an expert on the different colors based on the Mishnayos of Masechet Negayim, you need a kohen to actually pronounce impure or pure. Without a kohen, nothing can happen. So why is it necessary to have a kohen? So he said, because tzara'as comes from Lashon Hara Ruchilut. Lashon Hara is the truth. Ruchilut is the truth. What happens? Somebody says, I have to tell Zev about what people are saying about him. He needs to know it. It's the truth. Or I need to tell Zev what Yaakov did, because it's the truth. Yaakov violated Shabbos. He should know that he violated Shabbos. So people justify Lashon Hara because they say we love the truth. So that's why they should go in front of a Kohen, because a Kohen is a descendant of Aaron. As we learned yesterday, Aaron was someone who liked compromises. So he would lie in order to craft peace, and he would sacrifice truth for the sake of peace. So we bring the Metzora to the Kohen and said, you love truth so much, but you know what? There's something more valuable than truth, and that's peace, to avoid machloket, to avoid fights. So learn from the Kohen. And therefore, embrace peace and atone for the sin that caused the tzara'at. So what we saw, again, the view of Reb Elazar ber Yossi is that he disagrees with that. He thinks truth is more important than peace. He says, let the truth, break through the mountain. I don't want judges to, come up with compromise. It's not the truth. The truth is the truth, and that's it. Wherever it goes, it goes. We have to love the truth. Yeah, question. Once you see, right, once you see where it's going, that's what a lot of opinions say.
Get to a judgment and get to amen.
Right.
But I think the compromise is, before we go there, there's a way to settle this.
Yeah.
Because once we go there, we have to go all the way to the truth.
Yeah, that's certainly some opinions, right? Some opinions say that for sure. That's right.
Mm-hmm. In American law, when you have the criminal act, there's a verdict, and then there's a sentencing. So
right.
The verdict, it's pretty black and white, guilty or not guilty. So they go to the truth. But the sentencing could be lenient. Mm. Would that be compromising? Or would that be
No, that's something else. Sentencing, as we'll see, here also we're lenient. As we'll see later, the court officers who do the lashes, so they have to be knowledgeable, and they have to be physically weak, so that they don't make it too tough. So now again, the whole discussion was in Botzea Beirech Nietz Hashem. The verse says, the one who is a Botzea, who blesses, it angers God. So we saw different explanations. It could mean a thief angers God if he gives a blessing. It could mean a compromiser angers God if you bless him. It could mean that Yehuda, who said Ma Betza, angers God if you bless him, because really he should have saved Yosef fully. So all of those explanations are pliga, that's against Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Chanilai. Dam Rabbi Tanchum bar Chanilai. Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Chanilai, said, Lo ne'emar mikra zeh. This verse is not a reference to all of those interpretations, but rather ela keneged masa ha'egel. This verse is all about a compromise that was made, and we're criticizing the being who made that compromise. So who was that? That was Aaron, Kohen Gadol, at the time of the golden calf. Let's remember, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up onto the mountain, and he says, I'm going to be away for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm coming down at the end of 40 days and 40 nights. If you have any issues, the leaders in charge in my absence are Aaron, Kohen Gadol, and my brother-in-law, I'm sorry, my nephew, Hur. Hur is going to be the other one who's in charge. So what happens? The people miscalculate when the 40 days are up. They panic. They go to Aaron and Hur, and they ask for a replacement of Moshe Rabbeinu. They want a golden calf. So Hur tells them, well, you guys crazy? We just heard from God. Don't make any images. How could you want a golden calf? Have some faith. So they stone Hur to death. Then they bring their request to Aaron. So Aaron says, okay, come back tomorrow. And the next day, Aaron makes for them a golden calf. So, Shenamar, the verse says, Vayar Aaron, Aaron saw, Vayiven Mizbeach lefanav. And he built an altar in front of the golden calf. Mara, what did Aaron see? So, Amar Rav Binyamin Bar Yefet, Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Binyamin Bar Yefet, said the name of Rav Elazar, Ra'achur. Aaron saw that Hur was slaughtered. Shazavuach lefanav, he was killed by this mob. So Amari said, Ilo Shman Elaho, Hashta Abdi Li Kidavdi Bechur. If I don't listen to them, they're going to do to me what they just did to Hur. They're going to kill me too. Umakayim B, so then we're going to have a situation of the Jewish people killing a leader, Hur, and killing a Kohen on the same day in the sanctuary. It'll be fulfilled against me. That's what we have in Eicha. In Eicha, the Jewish people complain, why do we suffer so much? Why did you exile us? And the Shechina, the Divine Presence, says, but why don't you ask another question? How could you have killed in the sanctuary of God a Kohen who's also a Navi? And that's a reference to the Kohen Gadol Zechariah, who rebuked the Jewish nation, and he was also a Navi. They didn't like what he had to say, so they stoned him to death. They killed him in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara in Gittin says that the blood of Zechariah was bubbling. You know, when the Babylonians burst in and Nebuzaradan slaughtered maybe a million people to try to get the blood to stop, killed a million Jews in revenge for the murder of Zechariah, who was both a Kohen and a Navi. So Aaron HaKohen said, if I'm going to let them kill me because I'm going to fight for... against Avodah Zarah, so the Jewish people will be wiped out. Here, the people who heard at Sinai, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, are going and committing two terrible sins, killing a Kohen, me, killing a Navi, Hur. There's not going to be any hope for them. So, Mekayim B, it'll be fulfilled with us, the verse, in Yehereg Mikdash Hashem, Kohen V'Navi, that if in the house of God, in the Mikdash of Hashem, a Kohen and a Navi are killed, it's a terrible, terrible sin. There'll be no way to ever fix the Jewish people. So mutav de l'avdula egel, better that let them make a golden calf. Better that I should make a golden calf. After havilu takanta b'tshuva, then maybe they can have a fixing through repentance, through doing tshuva. So basically Aaron, he made a compromise. He didn't want to see the Jewish people do such a terrible sin. He also didn't want to make a golden calf. But he compromised. He did it sort of. So according to Tanchum, the son of Chanilah, you shouldn't bless Aaron because it was wrong. He should have gone all the way. He should never have made this bitziah. He shouldn't have made this compromise. He should have fought against the golden calf. Okay. Now going back to another verse that was mentioned earlier. V'hani Tanaim, the following Tanaim, in other words, the Tanaim who don't think that the verse is saying once the judge, you know, sees where it's going, you can't make compromise. They think that even when the judge sees where it's going, you can make compromise. Only after the final decision, you can't make compromise. So what do they do with this verse? Poter mayim reishis midon. We had said earlier that this verse, poter mayim reishis midon, means at the beginning of a dispute, then you can be poter mayim, you can make a compromise. But they think that even in the middle of a dispute, you can make a compromise. So what does Poter Mayim Reishis Madon teach? So Mayim Darshi Bei, what do they teach from that verse? So they'll learn it, Kid Rav Hamnuna, like Rav Hamnuna interpreted it. Dam Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna used to say, in Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, Nidon El Al Divrei Torah. A person who gets to the next world, the first judgment is about Torah. Did you learn Torah? Shenemar, as it says, Poter Mayim Reishis Madon. Mayim is a reference to Torah. So God's judgment, the Reishis Madon, the beginning of God's judgment is about Poter Mayim, is about did you fulfill your obligations of water? Did you fulfill your obligations to study Torah? I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna said another lesson about fights. He said, Hi Tigra, fight. Dam Yalutzinura Debitka Demaya. It's like a river overflowing the sides, which looks like a whole bunch of streams, little streams coming off the sides of the river. If you don't stop that overflow quickly, it's going to be too late. You're not going to be able to stop the overflow. The same is true with a fight. If you don't stop a fight quickly, before you know it, you can't. Abaye kshisha amar. Abaye, the elder, said, Dami laguda de gamla. A fight is like the boards on a bridge. Kevin to come. You know, initially when you step on the boards of a bridge, they shake. But the more you step on it, the more secure they get. And really they're stuck in their place. You can't move them one way or the other. The same is true with the fight. If you solve it quickly, good. But if you don't, it's very, very hard to resolve a dispute. Okay. Shemi Shti Shevas Miros Hu Simen. All right, a story. There was a man who used to walk around always saying, fortunate is the man who hears all of his shame and things being said against him, and he's quiet, and he just allows himself to be stepped on. Because by being quiet, he loses 100 tragedies that would otherwise happen to him if he would respond back with fights and fighting back against all the insults that are coming his way. He's solving himself with so many difficulties. I'm Amalei Shmuel of Yehuda. Shmuel said to Yehuda, Kruxiv, that's this verse. Poter Mayim. A person who begins a fight. That's the way he's interpreting it. Reishis Madon. That's the beginning of Me'adin. Madon stands for 100 judgments. That's the beginning of 100 judgments. The fight becomes 100 tragedies. Keep the fight off, and you've saved yourself 100 misfortunes. There was a person who used to always walk around and say like this, if a man steals two or three times, and he doesn't get punished yet, he doesn't have a tragedy happen to him, okay, don't think that means that you have some type of spirit, that you can get away with it. So two or three times, he got away with it. But you know what? It's going to come. You know, he got away the first few times. The punishment is coming. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, there's a pasuk about this kruxiv, that's the verse in the prophet Amos, where the prophet says, Ko amar Hashem, so says God, al shlosha pisha Yisrael. That the Jewish people committed three sins, I would have let it go. But al arba, but now that they committed the fourth, lo ashivenu, that I can't forgive, that I can't just let go. You see that God might let a sin or two go, but it's just one or two, you know. Don't think that there's a get out of jail free card, you know. Their punishments are coming. There was a fellow who used to walk around and say, Shev biri lishalmana. A person who keeps making peace and resolves fights, there can be seven traps for him, and he escapes all of them. And a man who does wickedness, doesn't want to make peace and stirs fights, it can be one trap and he'll already fall into it. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel said that to Rav Yehuda, that's the pasuk, kruxiv, that's the pasuk, kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. The tzadik, he can fall in seven different places, he'll keep getting up. Urashayim yikashlu bera'a, but the wicked, they will stumble in a single misfortune. Hahu dava kamer v'azil, There was a man who used to say, "Azmi beedina shakal glima." If you come out of court and the court took away your shirt because they taught you that your shirt is stolen and you have to give it to the guy you stole it from, lizmer zema v'lezel b'urcha, you should start singing and walking down the path, because you didn't lose anything, you gained. If it's stolen, it's not yours, you don't want to have it. There's no brach on what's stolen. Thank God the stolen stuff is out from you, and you're honest. That's a great great place to be in. Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Kraksiv, the verse says in Parashas Yisro, that Yisro told Moshe to appoint judges, v'gam kala amazeh, and also this entire nation, al mekomo, to its place, Yavo v'shalom, will come in peace. The entire nation will come in peace. The one acquitted and the one convicted. The one convicted is also coming in peace, because now he's thankfully in the right spot and not continuing to steal. Hahud avakamer v'azel, those men used to walk around and say like this, he nayama v'dikula shafil. When a woman is dozing, the basket that's on her head falls off. In other words, if a woman's not working hard, so she's not going to be able to do her work. You know, if she's lazy, she's dozing, she's not going to get her work done. The basket will fall off her head. So Shmuel said to Yehuda, okay, that's a verse. The pasuk says, "Ba'atzal time through laziness, yimacha mekareh, the roofer, you know, doesn't do his job, and the roof starts to leak." Ahudava kamer vazel, there's a man who used to walk around and say the following aphorism. If we're lazy, things don't get done. You have to, yeah. Ahudava kamer vazel, there's a man who used to walk around and used to say like this. Gavra derechitzna ale, the man I trusted, adil l'gzize v'kam, he picked up his fists, and he started to fight against me, and I was trusting him. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, that's the verse. Gamish Shlomi Asher Batachti Bo, even the man of my peace that I trusted in him, he then raised himself against me. Ahud Ava Kamer Vazel, was a man who used to walk around and say, Ki Rechimtin, when our love was strong, Hava Aziza, when our love was very powerful, Rechimtin is our love, Aziza is strong. Aputya de Safsira Shchivan, me and my wife could lay down on a bed as narrow as the blade of a sword. But hashid lo aziza rechimtin, but now that our love is not so strong, puraya barchita garmidi, a bed 60 amos wide, a 90 foot wide bed. Osagilan is already too tight for us because we can't stand each other's company. Ravuna said, kreiksivi, that's also a verse. Meikaraksiv, the verse says about the Mishkan. God says, I will meet with you there. I will speak with you from the top of the cover of the ark. The tiny went in the Braisa, Aron Tishav Kaporas Tefach. The ark was 9 tefachim tall. The Kaporas was a single tefach. Arei Kanasara, total of 10 tefachim. And yet, God's coming down to be in this little area, to be with us. But that's when God had love for us. But then, when he doesn't have so much love for us, it says about the Beis HaMikdash, Abayaser Shabana Amelech Shlomo La Hashem, the house that Shlomo built for Hashem, Shishim Amo Orko, was 60 amos long. So it's 90 feet, 60 amos long. Esrim Rachbo is 20 amos wide. Shloshim Amo Komaso, 30 amos tall. It's a huge bed. Vasov Ksiv, and when the Jewish people sin, the verse says about them, Ko Amar Hashem, so says God. Hashamayim Kisi, the heavens are my throne. Aretz Adom Raglai, the earth should be my footstool. But Eze Bayis Ashetivnili, can you build a house that I'll be able to come to? I can't come to any house. Your house is not enough space for me. That even though it's a bed of 60 amos, God doesn't feel that he can be there when he's upset with us. So that's the lesson. When you have strong love with your wife, you can be in narrow quarters and it's great. If you have difficulty with her, even if it's a big house, it's too small for the two of you. All right, going back to the verse, L'saguru mipnei ish, don't fear any man. Say the truth, even though he's a tough guy, but you have to say it once you've already gotten involved. My mashmad I lo saguru lishtun dechnushu. How do we know that the words lo saguru means don't hold it in, don't contain it? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Akraz, the verse says, v'yayin lo tishte, don't drink wine, v'lo segor, and don't gather it, don't store it away. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Amar Mehacha, this is the verse, tachin b'kayitz lachma, prepare in the summer her bread, agra b'katzir ma'achala, stored away in the harvest is her food. Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov, Mehacha, egor b'kayitz bein maskil, a wise son, store away during the summer. You see, to store away, to gather in, that's the word agor. So lo saguru means don't store away your words, say them. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said, Nimr Rav Yonasan, kol dayan shadan din emes la'amito, any judge who does judge the true justice amongst the Jewish people, Mashra Shechina b'Yisrael, brings the divine presence amongst the Jewish people. Shneimer, as the verse says, Elohim nitzav ba'das el, God is standing amongst the holy community, Bekerev Elohim Yishpot, and he judges with God's presence. In other words, the judges judge in God's way, and they bring God to be amongst the people. But if a judge doesn't judge the truth, Gorim L'shechina Shetestalik Mi'Yisrael, he causes the divine presence to leave the Jewish people. Shneimer, as the verse says, Mishod Aniyim, from the plunder of the poor, Mi'enka Sevyonim, from the cry of the impoverished, Ata Akum Yomar Hashem, now I'll get up and leave, says God. Am Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani, Am Reb Yonasan, Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani, says name Reb Yonasan, Kol Dayan Shenotum Yizev Enosin Lozeh Shalokedin, any judge who takes from one and gives to the other without it being what is rightful, without it being just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Notum Yimenu Nafshe, God will take away his life. Shneimer, as the verse says, Al Tigzal Dal Kidal Hu, don't steal from the poor because he's poor. Valtadaki ani bishar, and don't oppress the poor in the gate, in the court. Ki Hashem yariv rivam, God will fight their fight. Vekava es koveihem nafesh, and he will steal from those who steal from them the soul. God will take the life of a judge who allows the rich to walk all over the poor. V'am Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani, Reb Yonasan. Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani says, "Name Reb Yonasan." Lo olam yira dayan atzmo. A judge has to view himself, ki lucherev munachas lo bein yirei chosav, as if there is a sword amongst his feet. The Gehenim suchalo mitachtav, and Gehenim opened up underneath him. He might fall in. Shneimer, as it says, "Hinei mitaso sheli Shlomo." Behold, the bed of Shlomo. Again, the bed, like we just saw, is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. And we know, where did the Sanhedrin HaGadol sit? The Sanhedrin HaGadol sat in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas HaGazis, in the chamber of the cut stone. Shishim Giborim Savivla, there are 60 mighty ones around it. Migibora Yisrael, from the mighty ones of Israel. That's a reference to the 60 judges, the Sanhedrin. Kulam Achuzei Cherev, all the judges of the Sanhedrin are holding swords. Malumde Mulchama, well trained in battle. Ishchar Bal Yerecho, each man has his sword on his hip. Mipachad by Lelos, because of the fear of night. Mipachta shel Gehenim, from the fear of Gehenim. Shadoma Lelaila, which is like night. Darish Rav Yoshia, Vitamer of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Yoshia, some say it's Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained. My Dixi, what's the meaning of the verse? Beis David, household of David, Koamar Hashem, so says God. Dino Labokim Mishpat. Judge in the morning justly. Vatzilu Gazul Miyadoshko, and save the one who's being stolen from those who would afflict him. Do we only judge in the morning? We don't judge all day. Ela, but rather means like this. If something is clear to you like morning, amrehu, say it. But if not, al tomrehu, don't say it. So a judge has to really think things through and be clear that this is the truth, and then he can give the ruling. From here we learn that a judge has to think things through. Tell wisdom, you are my sister. In other words, if a matter of law is clear to you, as clear as the fact that a sister is prohibited to you, amreyu, then you can say the matter of law, then issue the ruling. But if you're not sure, al tomreyu, don't issue the ruling. Keep studying until you know what exactly the rule is. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi taught, asara shiyoshim b'din. Let's say 10 judges together are dealing with an issue. Kular, the potential punishment, Tali B'Tzavar Kulan, is on all of them. So whatever, if they get it wrong, they're all going to be punished. Only be punished somewhat, though. Pshita, Mara says that's obvious. My answer is lo tzricha. The point is el talmud yoshev lifnei rabo. Even if it's students in front of their teacher, and the student sees that the teacher, if he's quiet, they're going to have the wrong ruling. The student better speak up because he also is going to be punished for that wrong ruling. Rav Huna ki avasa dina lekame. When a court case would come in front of Rav Huna, michnaf umaisi asar rabbanim ibei rav. He would gather 10 students from the Beis Medrash. Amar used to say, ki eichid limtayon shiva mikshura, so that I only get a splinter from the beam. In other words, if the ruling is wrong, let that punishment be shared with another 9 so that we don't all get punished too badly. Rav Ashi ki avasi treifta lekameh. When Rav Ashi would have a question of Hilchos Treifos, of Kashros, machnef umaisi lulukuli tabachi lematam achsia, used to gather all the experts in slaughter, in Mata Machsia. Amar used to say, again, I don't want to issue the ruling myself, because if I get it wrong, I'm going to be fully responsible. Let all of us issue the ruling, and that way, even worse comes to worse, we'll only get a splinter from the beam if we get it wrong. Kiyasar Avdimi Amar, when Avdimi came to Bavel from the land of Israel, he taught the Darsh of Nachman Bar Kohen. Of Nachman Bar Kohen taught, my dichtiv, what's the meaning of the verse? Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz v'shtrumos yarsen, a king with justice will establish an earth, but a man of gifts will destroy it. So it means like this, im dayin doma lemelech sheino tzarech l'klum, if the judge is like a king, that he doesn't need things. In other words, he knows, he doesn't need to ask, he knows a lot. Yamid eretz, that's a good judge, let him judge, he will establish the earth. But if this judge doesn't seem like he really knows that much, he's like a Kohen, has to go from wheat place to get some wheat, to get some gifts. So then Yersena, so that's not a worthy judge. The people of the Nasi's house established a judge. They hired a judge who wasn't such an expert. So they said to Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, who was the translator for Rish Lakish, you know, stand in front of the judge and you be the spokesperson for him, so that whatever he wants to teach, he should tell you, and you'll then broadcast it to everybody else. So come Gachan Aleh, so he stood in front of him. And he kneeled down. He didn't tell him anything to say. So pasach v'yamar. So he said about this judge. Hoy omer la'etz. You know, oy, I'm telling this piece of wood. Hakitza, wake up. Uri, you know, arouse leaven to a stone. Dumam. You know, I'm telling this stone that is silent to wake up and do something. This judge doesn't know anything. Hu yore. Can this can this judge teach you anything? He just became a judge because of silver and gold. He's not a real expert in anything. He doesn't have any wisdom. And then the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the people who appoint a non-expert to be a judge. The verse goes on to say, Hashem is in his holy sanctuary. Hasmi panav kol haaretz. The whole earth should tremble because of him. You know, Hashem's not going to be so forgiving with this type of behavior. Amar Ish Lakish said, Kalamam Edayon Sheino Hagan, anyone who appoints a judge who's not worthy, it's not fitting, Kilu Notei Asher Rabbi Yisrael. It's as if he's planting a tree of Avodah Zarah amongst the Jewish people and saying to the Jews, go worship this tree of Avodah Zarah. Shenamar, as the verse says, Shoftim v'shoftim titein lecha, point for yourself judges and officers of Samachle, and right afterwards it says, L'sito lecha asheira kol eitz, don't plant any asheira tree. Amar Rav Ashi said, V'makum sheyesh tamid hachamim, but if he appoints a judge and he who's not worthy, and he had the option of appointing a Torah scholar, so then it's ki'ilu neto eitz l'mizbeach. It's as if he takes this tree of Avodah Zarah and he puts it up right next to an altar. You could have a Talmud Chacham who could serve like an altar to atone the Jewish people for all of our sins. And instead you're appointing some Avodah Zarah. Shneim, as it says, eitz l'mizbeach Hashem Elokecha, especially next to the altar of God your Lord. Ksiv, the verse says, lo sas, o niti, elohi chesev, elohi zav, don't make with me gods of silver or gold. You can't make gods of silver and gold, but you can make gods of wood. Rav Ashi explained, a god, a judge who's appointed because of gold and silver, that's not what you should have as your leader. Rav Kavasal Beidin Amar Hachi, when Rav would come to a court to judge, he used to say the following, he's willingly going to go kill himself, right? I'm going to judge, I'm taking such a risk. If I get it wrong, there's such punishments, there's Gehenna, I'm going willingly to do it. Utzvi Beise Lesu David, and instead of going and helping out my family, earning some money, I'm going to judge. Vereikun Leveise Ayel, I'm going to come back empty-handed to my family. Ulevai Shetei Biyoki Yitzia, Ulevai, I should come home the same way I left. I left home, I didn't have any sins. Ulevai, after judging, I should come home without sins, because maybe I'm going to get it wrong. And Kichava Chazi Abua de Sifrei Abasrei, when he used to see a whole crowd of people walking behind him, oh, Rav, 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 you know, the admirers, the followers. They used to say, okay, I can't become arrogant. Amar, I used to say the verse, in Ya'aleh L'Shamayim Si'o, even if his strength goes up to the heavens, Kiglalo L'Netzach Yoved, like a piece of excrement, he will ultimately be lost forever. In other words, whatever the power and the popularity and the kavod, it doesn't last long. At the end of the day, we're going to go back to who we were very quickly. Another story about a rabbi who used to tell himself, you know, words to humble himself. Marzutra Chasida, Marzutra the pious, Kiava Makatfale Beshabta de Rigla, when they used to carry him on their shoulders on the Shabbos of the holiday, when he used to teach all the laws of the holiday. Amarach used to say like this, Ki lo la'olam chosen, your strength will not last forever. V'imnezer l'dor v'dor, do you think that the crown of wealth is going to go from generation to generation? It's for a moment right now, but this is not going to last. Don't let it get to your head. Tarash bar kapara taught, Minoham ilsad ami rabbanim, what's the source of this that the sages say? Hevu mesunim bedin. What's the verse that teaches us, be very deliberate in judgment. Be careful before you make the decision. Because the verse says, lo saleh b'malos, don't climb steps to the mizbeach. The mizbeach has to have a ramp, which requires you to walk slowly. The samech lein, right next to it, ve'la mishpatim. And these are the laws. The laws also should be deliberated on and taught only after a slow examination. Amr Belezer, Belezer, Seminayin L'dayin, Shal Yifsal Rosh Yam Kodesh. How do we know that when a judge comes in, he shouldn't step over all the holy Jews sitting on the floor of the yeshiva to get to his spot? Shinamar, again, the verse says, Lo Sa'aleh B'malos, don't go up the steps, V'samech Le'enen Ve'elam Mishpatim. So don't climb over the holy Jews, but rather, you know, walk slowly and respectfully, and then issue the rulings. The verse says, Eila Mishpatim, these are the judgments that share tasim that you shall place before them. What do you mean that you shall place? Asher Talamim Uboile, it should be that you should teach them. So Am Rabbi Yirmi Vitem Rabbi Bar Abba, Rabbi Yirmi, some say Rabbi Bar Abba said, Eilu Klea Dayanim, which is referring to the actual utensils, the stick, the whip, that's in the court to punish the person who needs to get lashes. Those should be placed in front of the Jewish people. They should know that, you know, judgment is serious. Rav Huna ki avanafik ledina marachi. Rav Huna, when he would go out to issue a ruling, he used to say like this, apikuli mani chaniyasa, take out for me my utensils of the store, or the, you know, my utensils for my job, mako. I need a stick to hit the people who deserve makas mardus with the rabbinic hits, uritsua, and I need the whip, the strap for the lashes that go on those who deserve lashes, the shufra, I need a shofar to put people in excommunication, the sandala and a sandal for chalitza. The verse says, v'atzaveh shoftechem v'esayi, I commanded your judges at that time, am Rav Yochanan k'negel makal uritsua te zariz, Moshe Rabbeinu encourage the judges to have the stick and to have the strap so that they would intimidate the Jewish people and scare them to keep the law of God. The verse then goes on to say, Shamua bein achachem u'shvatetem, hear between your brothers and judge. Amar Reb Chanina says, this that it says, hear between the judges, hear between your brothers, Ashar, between the brothers, they both have to be there. Ashar lebezdin, this is a warning to the court, Shlo yishma divrei baldin, kodem shevo baldin chaveiro. It's not fair for me to hear the words of one without the other person being there. Because if I hear one without the other one there to deny it, I already will be biased to him. This is also a warning to the litigant. He shouldn't, you know, make his case to the judge before his other litigant, the friend, comes in. You know, inform, make heard amongst your brothers. Rav Kahana said, this is the verse. The verse is, Lotisa Shema Shav. Don't accept false testimony. Lotasi. That's a warning that a litigant should not inform false testimony or false claims to a judge without another person being there. The verse says, Ushvatim Tzedek, you shall judge justly. Amr Yishlakish, Yishlakish said, Tzedek Sadin. First, be clear what is the just thing in your heart. And then cut it. In other words, again, deliberate and then release the judgment. Between a man and his brother, Amr Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu bein bayis la'aliyah. Even when it's two brothers coming to inherit father's property and the judge wants to give the attic to one and the lower apartment to the other, should say, oh, I'm giving one to one, one to the other. What do they care? No. Make sure that it's an equitable distribution. If the attic is worth a little bit less money, make the brothers getting the lower apartment give that difference to the attic so that they get equal amounts. So Vein Gero, Rabbi Yehuda says, we interpret that also the following way. Afilu bein tanu l'kirayim. Let's say two brothers have different ovens. One gets the bigger oven, one gets a smaller oven. Don't just say, oh, well, they're both getting ovens. No, make sure that they have equal value that they're getting. Lo sakiru panim mishpat, do not show any favor in judgment. Rabbi Yehuda says what it means is like this. Lo takirehu, don't help a guy because he's your friend and therefore acquit him in a court case. Rabbi Lazar means like this. Lo tenakrehu, don't be a foreigner to him to treat him badly because you don't like him, don't like the other guy. Ushbizchene derav asalakam elidina, the host of Rav once came with the court case in front of Rav. Amar Losi told Rav, Lavush Bizlchat, you know, aren't you the guy who I hosted? Amar Losi. Rav said, yeah, you did host me. Amar Losi said, oh, good, Dina Yisli, I have a court case, I need you to judge. Amar Losi, so Rav said, sorry, Psil Nalach Ladina, I'm now disqualified to be your judge because you just reminded me of favors that you did for me, and I'm biased for you, and if I'm biased for you, I can no longer judge. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakas es Yisrael, Lefichach Hirbalem Toro Mitzvah, Shenema, Denecha Feitz Laman Tzidko, Yagdil Terev Yadir.